Blog Talk Radio.
And that was beautiful, and we're ready to go. All of you that were listening in, we've got some sweet sounds, and we've got today the wildest thing you're going to be doing. We're going to be working with all of you individuals that are calling in the 516-453-6081. I know you've been wanting it. You've been wanting to have that person. You want that white warrior that's out there that works with you, that gets in and talks about those things, to get into helping and doing the self-care, getting the growing. A lot of you individuals that want the reading, stay in, because this is Psychic General. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. The thing I really love about my career is I'm able to use my ability to help others feel and see their future and work together. One of the excellent things that we're going through for those of you in the 2020 year is we're going through development. So there's why we have our phenomenal guest. You guys are going to love her. We got Melina Santos here. She's a self-care educator, you know, coach of awakening. She works and is a founder and has worked for nearly 10 years in the diverse population of Tampa. So this person has been in the mental health care field. She works with people holistically. She is a spiritual coach. And today we're going to ask those questions and work with her. Those of you contacting, make sure you go to psychicjethro.com if you want in on the contest. We've got Christmas coming. We will be doing next Friday, you know it's Christmas, we will be doing that two-hour show, giving away those prizes. I need you now, Jethro Button, $500 prize you will win. If you get selected and know the answer to the question, you can win 4 one-hour readings with Jethro you can use whenever. You will get it in your mail. It comes in a gift card. You punch it in on the psychicjethro.com, and you have Jethro an hour whenever you need him. That's one of the prizes we're going to be giving away. We've also got Carol Cook prizes. Those love food. We love it out wild. Carol Cook, you want to see her, you like our little totem woman, she will be there. So for that prize, the answer today for that one, and that's over $600 of different gifts and prizes and readings, and you get to read them all. You get to have Anne, you get to deal with Debbie, you get to deal with Jethro, you get to have all of us psychics in your pocket if you win that one. And the question is, for $500 prize, what are Carol Cook's 2 four-legged friends that help her in the kitchen? And the answer is Thelma and Louise. We're ready to grab the phone. We're ready to get an intense one. And I'm welcoming a wonderful Melina Santos. How are you doing, Melina?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing great. Can I just say this role on the radio is perfect for you. You are absolutely awesome at it.
I love you. You're my best friend. And now you see why I love her, because she is that cool Pisces that tells you what you need when you're a little nervous. I got it. Oh, my God. I love you. Melina, we're going to tell them a little bit so everyone gets to know. I've known Melina a while. Yes, I have been lucky and fortunate to be in her presence. And I got to meet this woman. This is a very strong woman. Let's tell them a little bit, Melina. You know, are you one of those people, did you follow this path, or did you learn these abilities to help people with this because of training? Tell them a little bit about who Melina is.
Yeah, so I got onto the spiritual path. Well, I'll just start from the beginning. I grew up in a very Catholic household, but that always felt like it didn't really align with me. My mom took me to churches left and right. And it always felt like it didn't really resonate with me. It felt like there was something more to it that I hadn't really connected with. And as I grew older, I got more in tune with like Buddhism, and I started reading more on like spirituality and stuff. And then in about 6 years ago, I got into this really toxic relationship that really sent me into a deep spiral of depression and anxiety. I was even bankrupted, like it was very bad. But it was actually kind of the stepping stone to my own awakening and the start on my own spiritual path. So after that happened, I was really set on like that not happening to me ever again. And so in order to get myself back on track, I started reading like all these self-help books. I started reading a lot of Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle. I started reading about Reiki and going to psychics. Eventually, I met you, Jethro, and you really taught me a lot about just the metaphysical stuff. And then as I started reaching out to other people I was working with, like I have a shamanic practitioner, I have a Reiki practitioner that I work with, I started like learning these things that I started waking up to my own truth of who I really am. And it's kind of like the basis to the work that I do now with people as well.
I love you. Thank you. But I feel very fortunate. And one of the beautiful things that those of you contacting today, we're going to psychically read you. We're going to talk about counseling. We're going to talk about relationship. And what I love about it, for those of you tuning in, make sure you go on the website there as we're going into the show here on Empowering Yourself Spiritually. You can see the website. You can also connect with me or Melina on Facebook, and Melina has a wonderful link there on her website where you can get into classes. Melina, one of the questions I have here today from one of our listeners, I'm very nervous. I've been having problems with this relationship, and now that it's over, I just feel lost. I do know that I was told it was my karmic relationship. My psychic I'm pissed off at because they told me that they were my twin flame. Well, I'm tired of this flame. What do I do? Why would I feel so angry? Is there any help for me?
Oh, my gosh. you know, that I had a similar situation as well, and I was very frustrated because it did not turn out the way that I thought it was going to turn out. But there's something that I want you to keep in mind with every relationship that comes into your existence. And these whole terms like of the karmic stuff and the twin flame stuff, like I think we can get very attached to them. And I think it's a sense of comfort that it brings us to know that like this person was destined to be in our life. However, how they are supposed to be staying in our life, it may not be what you think it is. So it may be that person, yes, maybe they were your karmic mate, but maybe it was to bring up some things within you that you need to heal within yourself. Maybe that was their purpose. Or maybe their purpose was to trigger things within you. You know, maybe it wasn't a very healthy relationship or whatever it was. Maybe it was just to bring things into your attention, basically, about what are some unresolved wounds that you have that you haven't resolved. You know, I can understand why you feel so frustrated and you feel empty, especially because you had that attachment to that idea of what was going to happen for so long. But it's possible that it may have just kind of met its time already. Maybe you got already what you were supposed to get out of it. And the truth of the matter is that we have many karmic mates. We have many different soulmates as well. We have friends that are soulmates, family members, even other people in relationships as well. So I know that to heal from that, but just know that you are still in the right place at the right time. Everything is happening as it should be. And I want you to think back on the lessons that you gained from that relationship and how you're going to move forward with that and heal those things within you.
I love it. That's it. Those of you asked, I had a couple of you, Jethro, why are you putting these people in tents? Melina's not just only psychic. You can get a reading, and you want a good quality reading. Those of you know, I pride my accuracy, and you want to get with Melina on this spiritual. I could tell you why. I am the teacher member from Psychic Boot Camp. I have done this for almost 39 years. The reason is, when you're going through this, you need the reading. It's good to have me sit there and show you what's happening, but you need someone like Melina to get in there and work with those issues. If something's not working, and I've got a lot of you, I love you dearly, contact Melina. And it's not going to be easy. She's not going to take you for a candy walk. What she's going to do is sit down, get with you, get intense, see that. You know, this is our warrior queen, I call her, and she is. She's going to help you get in there. You know, Melina's heard it all. You don't have to be shy. Melina's a very strong adult person and works with self-care. Melina, I have a man here asking me, I looked up at here and I spoke with Jethro yesterday and he texted me that, you know, you do see men too. I am having a situation. I don't understand where I lost out. I don't feel that I have problems with my family, but I do get very timid or awkward when it comes to strong relationship. That's why I'm upset that the person that was with me left me high and dry and told me that I wasn't ready for a relationship. I'm very hurt. Do you feel you could help me?
Yeah, definitely. So go back to, sorry, can you go back, Jethro, to what he was saying about his family?
He says he doesn't feel he has really any issues. Like there's nothing, he's saying that like, and there's nothing cosmic, but like mom and dad issues, he doesn't understand, but he doesn't seem to be able to connect with someone as a lover relationship. He's confused about relationship love wise.
Right. Yes. So, you know, with every relationship, especially romantic relationships, there is something that happens when we connect with someone. And although it may not be to your attention yet, any problem that may manifest itself when something happens with regards to romance in your life, it's going to be related to something about your childhood, okay? And the reason why that is because so much of our identity and who we are, I mean, we are completely vulnerable in romantic relationships, okay? And our identity is all wrapped up in that. And where we really get a sense of, like, how we connect with other people starts from the roots, which is our foundation, which is our childhood. So one of the things that I do is I help to recognize, like, what are those patterns that keep repeating themselves with you? And then we're going to take it back and see where they came from. We're going to hash it out, okay? We're going to unroot them, and then we're going to heal them, okay? And we're going to heal them by putting that attention away from the other things, the things that are making you not being able to connect with other people, and we're going to put it into you, okay? But, you know, even though things are not, it may look like maybe you don't have any problems with your parents or anybody who raised you or whatever, but sometimes, but things are very subtle. The energy of our childhood, there's a very strong parent presence that it has, and we carry it with us into our relationships, and not only in romance, but also our work relationships, our relationships with our friends. So going back to your foundations is always extremely critical when you're looking at things related to romantic relationships.
I love it. And that's what we're talking about. We're going to be working with those of you contacting. Yes, Denise, she can help you. Melina is intent. Why do I get this really strong feeling that she can speak Spanish? Well, if you'd read there, she can, honey. You know, Melina can speak Spanish, but if you need it in Spanish, you need it in English, this is the girl to grab a hold of. What I love about Melina is that's why I promote her. You guys know that I've done this. I've seen good and bad. I've seen people that come in and, no, she's not going to tell you there's some beautiful, hot, suave woman, because we know you love a woman, and that she's coming in your life, and you two are going to go off and have that happy morning. What she's going to do is she's going to get with you, work with you. We're going to get into it. And like I was telling you, and I love you, when you wrote to me, you and I both know that you want to work on that relationship that keeps having this situation. There's where she can help you. I will be honest with you. I am a really good psychic, and I can help you. I see flash. I drowned. I've had the ability. I can help you holistically, those of you coming to the class. Melina can help you in those energies in there. What's there? Why is this coming? What is that happening? We got another one writing me here. We got them all writing in, and I love you guys on Facebook. We love you dearly, but you've got to come in the room because I've only got two hands. I'm not Kali yet. I can't do three places. 516-453-6081 is where you get the fun, and we will be reading some of you that are calling in. Jethro, I can't wait to win the prizes. Last time I saw Kathy Stewart won it, and I know that Annette has won. I really want to win your prize. Go to psychicjethro.com. We pick it out. I do put it on a machine. You had a really good question here, Dennis. Dennis wants to know over here in Albuquerque, why do you pick psychic games when you're psychic? Don't you know who already won? Yes and no, Dennis. The fun thing about that, you're a little tricky one, and you will be grounded. When I see you again, I will probably not read, but make you pay me back that $10 you owe me. What I will do with you is tease you, my friend, is that I put it on a computer machine there. I'll show it to you so that it's legitimate. And I put the names in, and whoever puts in at psychicjethro.com, I let the computer spin so it's fun for me because I need variety. And that's the people that win some of the prizes. Alicia, you have won yourself an Amethyst necklace here in New York, and we love you so much. Thank you for your compliment. I just wanted to write in. Jethro, it's about time we started working on these issues. I want to be working with someone. I'm a little hurt. I'm looking up the website, and I will talk to Melina because I'm tired of not understanding what's inside me that hurts. That's what we're doing.
Right.
Melina, we and Melina were on Tampa. Now, you guys are asking me, what happened between you and Melina? You're a little nosy, but I'll tell you. We were right there on Bill. They go, what's going on between you and Melina? We could feel energy. Melina was there with me and my son on Dale Mabry. For those of you who know, Blue Moon Treasures. But the important thing behind there, yes, we did wear a secret. We had a room behind where we teach, did class. Those of you that are contacting me, get a hold of me. And I'm still doing it on WebEx and places that want to get into the work. Melina was there and working. I've seen her work with people. is it going to be an easy one? Melina, I want this done, but I want it done in a couple of weeks. Can you help me with why I keep having this emotional feeling and then I can't stay in a relationship?
Yeah, we're going to dig deep into that one. Now, we can't do this in a couple of weeks, and meaning the healing work, you cannot put a time limit on it. I have tried, and it doesn't work, mostly because the healing work that you do within yourself, it's constant, and you're going to keep going through it. You're going to keep growing throughout your life. Now, I can say that I have different packages, and the reason why I have them within certain amounts of packages is because I think that results can happen within a certain time frame. So I would say, like, I can help people achieve at least one goal that they have within 12 weeks. We can do that within 3 to 4 months, okay? We can set a goal together about what you want to achieve, how you want to feel, and we're going to work towards that, okay? Now, again, I can't predict what your body will want. I can't predict how your body will respond, what things will come up, okay? Because, again, healing is a consistent thing. And once we start working on one thing, it's going a lot of other things are going to start coming up, okay? So you have to be ready to work on that. But, yes, we can work on together for 3 to 4 months. We can work together for 6 months or a whole year. I do all of that. And I am there to keep you accountable as well. I'm not a BSer at all. I tell it like it is, but I'm also very compassionate and empathetic. And I'm here to guide you along the way where we can find a resolution where you won't be experiencing those patterns anymore.
Excellent. Love it. Adam writes in, Jethro, if I buy a gift card on your website, will you tell the person that I sent it to that she has to be with me? No, Adam, keep your money, because what I want you to do is buy the gift card and then take the gift card for yourself. If you buy the gift card, I will tell the person what they are to read, but obviously I wouldn't be a very good psychic if I told them what you wanted to say and not what their guide said. And I got to be honest, in a year or two down the road, if you guys have issues, don't call me because you paid for a gift card. So just keep your money, go ahead and take the time, get a reading, have them get a reading and do it. And you want to make sure. If you guys are confirming, get a relationship reading. I have a lot of ones do that. We do it on WebEx. We do it through those of you doing. You want to get in. Melina can sit down with you and get into the things. You need to get over here, Adam, and see why you're trying to control that situation, my dear friend.
Right.
Thank you, right,
Adam,
Melina? We got
Adam,
you.
What is going on? Adam, we got to talk.
Get a hold of Melina, Adam. You're in the right place. You're only one state above her. We've got people we love are in here. I am writing this to you guys. I'm a little awkward about my sexuality. Is this something that would help me? Because I'm not certain what I prefer. I don't know. Actually, I should just say I don't know which sex way I'm going. Can Melina help me, Jethro? Okay. What do you feel? Yes.
And I think that in my role in that process, well, first of all, I think that if you don't already have someone, I think that it would be really good to seek a professional licensed counselor to help you through that process. But, and I do have counseling experience. I worked with families and youth at a preventative level. So I would teach life skills and use counseling techniques with them for months on end. And I am in school to be a mental health counselor, but I'm not licensed yet. So my role in this is to support you in teaching you how to nourish yourself through that process, because I can't imagine how stressful that must be at this time. So my role is going to be in teaching you how to really take care of yourself in that time, how to truly learn how to love yourself and accept yourself to support you along the way. And I think that a combination of me and a professional licensed counselor would also be good for you as well. But please reach out. I think this would be great for you.
I love it. She has her credentials as a spiritual healing host, and she's just the coolest damn purple you ever met. So get a hold of her. I got all of you guys right in Jethro. You make me laugh so much. My friend wanted to tell you, we tried what you said. I told her to put the cinnamon on the candle, but once again, she didn't listen. Now Amy is a little upset, and I told her what you said. Amy, if you put cinnamon on your body, it burns. Did I not tell you to put it on the candle? You're not listening. We got to get you to listen. And when we're doing this holistic, we are doing light work. So we do the positive prayers and work with it. I have a friend here writing me, Jethro, my life is like gumballs. Everybody's chewing on me and I'm really tired of it. I don't know what to do. I just feel really depressed and upset. I quit my job, told my parents to ram it. And now I'm thinking about living under a bridge. You definitely need to get a hold of Melina, and you need to get a hold of her at awakenholistic.com. I've had a bunch of you asking. I keep printing it to you. If you look on there, it's just like it's spelled. A is an apple. W is white. A is an apple. K is in kite. E is in elephant. N is in night. E is in elephant. D as in David. Holistic.com. So those of you going, awakenholistic.com. If you're on the phones, contact me on it, and I will type it to you. I'll run it to you. I have a big joke with a couple of you saying, Jethro, we're running into time. We're getting low, Melina. You've definitely got to come back. We'll be doing an hour show with Melina for those of you who want to talk. I've got some of you going, Jethro, if I ask a question, can I get in? We're going to grab those phones, so relax and quit threatening to take my pizza, Brittany. I really want my pizza. We've got people here. Jesus, we've got it happening all over. You scare me when you tease me. We never fight over food. I've got a Skype reader. Can you hear me, a Skype caller? You can listen in. That's fine. They're listening in. They're a little shy. And that's what I want you to do. We got 540. I couldn't get you in. I'm going to pick up another one here. I called in Jethro's show 3 times, and every time I call in, I don't get to talk to Carl. If I don't get to talk to Carl, Jethro, I'm going to steal your pizza. Leave my pizza alone. Call in Christmas. Christmas, Carl will be here extra time, and you will get to talk to the Reiki master. Love you. Melina, we've got other people saying, they go, we want to talk to you. We've got it in. We've got some ones working. What we will do, and this will be fair for you guys checking it out, 516-453-6081. Take the number down. Me and Melina will contact, and I will send to you, if you send an email, when our next show is. If you follow the show, you get it every time we have a show. So then you get to see all of it. So Christmas is coming, and I'm working with her. I know Melina's got a little time. We'll do an hour show. And then, Melina, would you be open to doing some questions over the phone with people who have some questions they have for you?
Yeah, definitely.
See, you've got the girl. You guys, we got her where we want her. Don't lose this. We love you, Melina. We're going to get off the air. We've got a few minutes. It's pushing us. And a lot of you I know are telling me today you heard the show. You could go back in the archives. You can hear the rest of it. Look on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things I do. I'm sending out the show to you. Melina, anything you want to tell these people that love you so much about what they should do and how they feel?
Yeah. Well, Jethro, I do want to make a comment. You were talking about the candles and the cinnamon, which I remember working with the candles with you. And something I want to add on to that about just like the importance of really taking care of yourself and your emotions. If you do not tend to the stuff that is unresolved within you, what's going to happen is that when you do the spiritual work, you're going to block it. And listen, there's nothing wrong with you for doing that, but it's an unconscious thing, okay? So sometimes we have blockages that we are unaware of, and then we do all this spiritual work, and like nothing's coming through, okay? That is one of the things that I can help you with as well, learning how to receive those things, okay? Learning, again, when we change that relationship that we have with ourselves, we learn how to take care of ourselves, really understand those unresolved wounds. We pull them out, we weed them out, and we heal them, okay? All that manifesting that we've been doing, it comes in a lot easier, okay? So if you feel frustrated that you keep doing the spiritual work and nothing is happening, okay, that's probably why, okay? So please reach out. I would love to talk to you all. I do free 30-minute consults. So thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. You'll be back. We'll be helping people. And remember this during this holidays. Keep control with us. Stay with us with this group. You guys know this is a group that helps each other. We're going to be making contact. That 2 hours of Christmas is my time to get, help with you guys, give our gift giving. Santa will be in the house. We always talk about that. We'll be giving out those prizes. And yes, Carol Cook is doing good. We know that over there. And I know you have a crush on Ann in Texas, and we still got you guys there. Stay wild is the way to be, and we'll talk to you Christmas Day for those of you who got the emails if you're not following. And you can always listen in the archives. Thank you, Melina. I love you. We'll be doing it again. And
thanks.
Stay wild and purple like you are. Thank you. We are going to end it. All of you guys, grab the phones. They're pushing us out the door. And see you next week. Blessings.